33AH Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at wjffradio.org. It's 1 o'clock. It's about 20 degrees at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York, and stay tuned for Now and Then.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today's program features the Canadian singer-songwriter, the poet, the painter, the genius, Joni Mitchell.
Thank you.
Joni Mitchell. That song is called River from her Blue album released in 1971. Today's program is about one of my very favorite artists, Joni Mitchell. We're going to be focusing on the early years through the 70s. A lifetime career. It's just kind of a part one show. When I look at the body of her work, it just boggles the mind. Since she started recording, she's released an album practically every year. And you know, I just did a show on John Lennon last week. And I realized, you know, that when I think of singer-songwriters, that John Lennon is one of my favorites. But you know, Joni Mitchell is the quintessential singer-songwriter. I mean, I don't know, who do you think of when you hear those words? Maybe you think, you know, Bob Dylan. Maybe you think Paul Simon. I mean, everyone has someone that really speaks to them personally. And Joni Mitchell is that for me. I have such affection for her personally. Her words, her lyrics, her poetry, her unique approach to music is just untouchable. So Joni Mitchell, it's very interesting, you know, how do such talent, how does it express itself? When do people, most of the musicians I cover in my program, by the time they're teenagers, you know, they already know that they're musicians and are practicing. And Joni Mitchell is no exception. It's kind of interesting. She talks about the first time that she realized how much she loves to sing. Is when she's a young girl, she's a Canadian, she's living in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and she's only 9 years old when she gets polio. She contracts polio, and she's got to stay in the hospital, and she's got to stay in the hospital in the winter during Christmas. And this is what she says about singing. Joni says, they said I might not walk again and that I would not be able to go home for Christmas, and I wouldn't go for it. So I started to sing Christmas carols, and I used to sing them real loud. The boy in the bed next to me, you know, used to complain, and I discovered I was a ham. So Joni Mitchell, when she's 24 years old, she moves to New York City. And she is a self-promoted singer. She manages herself. She books her own gigs. She starts playing in nightclubs, coffee houses. She has a whole circuit all through the Northeast, down into North Carolina. She is just tirelessly performing. And one night, she's playing in this place in Coconut Grove in Florida, this club called the Gaslight. Light South. Okay, and David Crosby walks in. You know, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And he recognizes her genius. And so he takes her back to Los Angeles, introduces her to a lot of people in the music business. He produces her first three albums. He helps secure her recording contract with Reprise Records. And he convinces them to let her record as a solo acoustic performer. So he produces these first three albums. We're going to be playing these songs chronologically, and we're going to be hearing something from almost every album that she does from the beginning of her career through the late 70s. So let's get started. The first album is called Song to a Seagull, and it was released in 1968. We'll be hearing Michael from Mountains, followed by Night in the City. And that was released in 68. Her following album, Clouds, was released in 1969, and she actually got a Grammy Award in 1970 for the best folk performance. And we'll be listening to I Think I Understand from the Clouds album. And then the final album that David Crosby produced was her third album called Ladies of the Canyon, and it's like an instant hit. It really climbs the charts fast, and it becomes her first gold album, and it's released in 1970. And we're going to be listening to a song called He Played Real Good for Free. So the early Joni Mitchell. Her first album, Songs from a Seagull, Michael from Mountains.
Michael wakes you up with sweets. He takes you up streets and the rain comes down. Sidewalk markets locked up tight and umbrellas bright on a gray background. There's oil in the puddles in taffeta patterns that run down the drain in colored arrangements that Michael will change with a stick that he found. Michael from Mountains, who will go to? get home blues. Stay away, down to the crowds in the street. They go their way, looking for faces to greet, but we run on laughing with no one to meet.
Sometime voices in the night will call me back again, back along the pathway of a troubled mind. When forest tries to block the light that keeps a traveler. shopping today for jewels. The wind rushed around in the dirty town, and the children let out from the school. Standing on a noisy corner, waiting for the walking green. Across the street he stood, and he played real good on his clarinet for free.
He played real good for free. Joni Mitchell. We just heard some selections from Joni Mitchell's first three albums. And the program today is focusing on Joni Mitchell in the early years through the 70s. So David Crosby produced all three of those albums. And the first album on Michael from Mountains and Night in the City, that was Stephen Stills playing bass with her on that track. So, Ladies of the Canyon, you know, it was her gold album. She decided after she released that album in 1970 that she wanted to take a year off from touring, and she just wanted to write and paint. So she takes this time off, and her next album in 1971 is a real pinnacle in her career. The album is entitled Blue, and it's released in 1971. You know, and they just recently did a birthday tribute to Joni Mitchell in 2008. And David Crosby, and he's looking back on those years, and he's comparing, you know, Joni's talent to his own. And David Crosby says that by the time she did Blue, she was past me and rushing toward the horizon. So Blue is an instant critical and commercial success, an amazing album. In fact, the first song that we heard in the program called River was from the Blue album. That's Joni singing and playing piano and guitar. She has such a unique piano sound and a guitar sound. She's really well known for her alternative tunings, and she doesn't play with a standard tuning, and David Crosby was instrumental in showing her how that kind of worked. So coming up, we'll be listening to some recordings from the 1971 Blue album. But I just wanted to make a quick announcement. We have some snow and weather announcements. The Monticello School is canceling all after-school and evening activities. And the high school winter concert has been rescheduled till tomorrow at 7:30. That's the Monticello High School Winter Concert has been rescheduled to tomorrow, Wednesday at 7:30. All right, this is 90.5 FM WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, today's program, Joni Mitchell, the early years through the 70s. All right, so we're about to listen to two tracks from the 1971 recording Blue. This is a self-produced album. We'll be hearing California, and James Taylor is playing guitar with Joni in this track. You know, at that time, she also sang on one of James Taylor's, one of his Mudslide Slim and the Blue Horizon. When James Taylor recorded that Carole King song, You've Got a Friend, Joni Mitchell sang with him on that song. So he's reciprocating and recording with her on her Blue album. First we'll hear California, and then we'll hear This Flight Tonight, Joni Mitchell.
Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news, and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lines to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. Who did the goat dance very well? He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelettes and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain, went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there. Reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two. Just until my skin turns brown and I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home, you read more about the war and the bloody change. Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Take me as I am. Down there, that's where we'll land. I saw a falling star burn up above the Las Vegas sands. It wasn't the one that you gave to me that night down south between the trailers. Not the early one that you can wish upon. Not the northern one that guided in the sailors. Oh, star bright, you've got the loving that I like. All right, turn this crazy bird around. I shouldn't have gone this flight tonight. You got the touch so gentle and sweet, but you got that look so critical. Now I can't talk to you, baby, I get so weak. Sometimes I think love is just beautiful. Up there's the heavens, down there's the town. Blackness everywhere and little light shine. Oh, darkness, darkness, dragging me down. Come on, light the candle in this poor heart of mine. Oh, star bright, you got the love that I like. All right, turn this crazy bird around. I shouldn't have got on. Sweet champagne, got the headphones up high. Can't numb you out, can't drum you out of my mind. They're playing goodbye, baby, baby, goodbye. Ooh, love is blind. Up go the flaps, down go the wheels. I hope you got your heat turned on, baby. I hope they finally fixed your automobile. Hope it's better when we meet again, baby. Star bright, you got the love that I like. All right, turn this crazy bird around. Shouldn't have gone on this flight tonight.
Joni Mitchell. This Flight Tonight, and before that, California, from her Blue recording in 1971. You know, Joni Mitchell is not only an amazing poet, a singer, and a songwriter, but she's also a painter and a visual artist. Her very first three albums all featured her original artwork on the covers. Beautiful, like pen and ink drawings, very colorful. But the Blue album, which is her fourth album, is the first time that we actually see a photo of this beautiful woman, Joni Mitchell, on the cover of the Blue album. However, it's blue. It's a duotone photo. It's like a black and white photograph that's been tinted blue. But Joni Mitchell has Norwegian ancestry. She's got this beautiful wheat blonde hair and these big blue eyes. And on her next album called For the Roses, which is the following year after Blue in 1972, we see a beautiful portrait of Joni sitting somewhere outside, dressed in green velvet, just looking like a part of the landscape. Just a beautiful album cover. For the Roses was also very commercially successful for Joni. She gets her first single off the album, You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. And For the Roses, to me, in retrospective, she is making a transition through these albums. We heard her really pure folk stylings with a guitar and, you know, the simple piano. She starts to add more instruments. Her songs get more complicated. And she's heading towards a break from her folk roots. The album after For the Roses is Chord and Spark, where she really turns to jazz and pop and all kinds of new instrumental forms. So when you look back at For the Roses, and I think of it as the high point of this entire first phase of her songwriting. Her piano style reaches its most complex. The song structure of the song we're going to hear, Cold Blue Steel, Sweet Fire, and the poetry, she starts to address bigger issues, deeper philosophies, political statements. Some get the gravy, some get the marrow bone, and some get nothing, though there's plenty. That's the first song we'll hear from the For the Roses album. This is Joni Mitchell's Banquet, followed by Cold Blue Steel, Sweet Fire. Joni Mitchell.
Come to the dinner gong, the table is laden high, fat bellies and hungry little ones, tuck your napkins in and take your share. Some get the grain, some get the gristle, some get the marrow bone, and some get nothing, though there's plenty to spare. I took my share down by the sea, on the tide, seagulls come down and they squawk at me down where the water skiers glide. Some turn to Jesus and some turn to heroin, some turn to stocks and bonds, waiting for that big American dream. I took my dream down by the sea, Yankee yachts and lobster pots and sunshine and logs and sails and shell oil pails, dogs and tugs and summertime. Back in the I read, some get the gravy,
steal all the money. One eye for the people lose. Sweetheart, call and you can't deny me. Now you know what you need. Underneath the jungle gym, hollow gray fire escape thee. Looking for sweet fire, shadow of lady release. Come with me, I know the way. She says it's down, down, down the dark ladder. Do you wanna contact somebody first? Leave someone a letter. You can come now, you can come later. The scratcher in the downstairs screamer, edgy black cracks of the sky. Pincushion prick fix it for a dreamer. Shops crisscrossed and padlocked, corridors spit on pears and please. Watch fly up from sweet fire, black suit of lady release. Come with me, I know the way. She says it's down, down, down the dark ladder. Do you wanna contact somebody first? Does it really matter if you come now or if you come later? Red water in the bathroom sink, deeper in the scum bungle. Blue steel, steel begging, but it can be. Concentration camp, bashing in veins for peace. Hopeless deep sweet fire, fall to lady release. Come with me, I know the way. She says it's down, down, down the dark ladder. Do you wanna contact somebody first? I mean, what does it really matter? You're gonna come now or you're gonna come
Joni Mitchell, Cold Blue Steel and Sweet Fire. That was from her For the Roses album from 1972. And before that, we heard Banquet. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Community Supported Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because of you, our listeners, we've reached our pledge drive goal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love that. All right. So, last week, I did a show on John Lennon, and I realized that along with John Lennon as one of my favorite singer-songwriters, that I really have always loved Joni Mitchell. I've been enjoying playing some of the tracks from these different albums that are not necessarily the ones that are included on other compilations. You know, there's something about this woman's poetry that speaks to me so personally. So Joni Mitchell, that was 1972 in For the Roses. The next album she does is entitled Court and Spark, and it's released in 1974. Today's program, we've been looking at Joni Mitchell in the early years through the 70s, and she makes a big artistic change when she releases Court and Spark. It's her most commercially successful, recording probably in her career. She makes a clean break with the folk sound that she had. She produces the folk of the album herself, and she gets a new backup band, a jazz pop fusion band called the L.A. Express, Tom Scott and the L.A. Express, and she records Court and Spark. We're going to be listening to the title track called Court and Spark, followed by Help Me, Joni Mitchell, Court and Spark.
Love came to my door with a sleeping roll and a madman's soul. He thought for sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to court and spark. He was playing on the sidewalk for passing change when something strange happened. Glory train passed through him, so he buried the coins he made in People's Park and went looking for a woman to court and spark. It seemed like he read my mind. He saw me mistrusting him and still acting kind. He saw how I worried sometimes. All the guilty people, he said, they've all seen the stain on their daily bread, on their Christian names. I cleared myself, I sacrificed my blues, and you could complete me, I'd complete you. His eyes were the color of the sand in the sea, and the more he talked to me, you know, the more he reached me. But I couldn't let go of L.A., city of the fallen angels. You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies' man, and you love your loving. Not like you love your freedom.
like we love our
Joni Mitchell, Help Me, from her Court and Spark album. That was released in 1974. She received four Grammy Award nominations for Court and Spark, including the award for the album of the year. Joni Mitchell. So we've traced an amazing development from her earliest recordings through this sound where she's got the LA Express. In the next couple of albums, she continues to follow this this jazz experimentation. In The Hissing of Summer Lawns, she releases in 1975. But probably her most experimental album turns out to be Hejira in 1976. And she's collaborating on that album with an amazing, a legendary jazz virtuoso bass guitarist, Jaco Pastorius, who plays a fretless bass on this album. So Hejira, she was traveling in a car from New York to California by herself, and it was like a vision quest for her at the time. And this song was written during that travel time. And this is Joni Mitchell's, the title track from her 1976 album, Hejira. Joni Mitchell.
I'm traveling in some vehicle. I'm sitting in some cafe. A defector from the petty wars that shall shut up away. Comfort and melancholy when there's no need to explain. It's just as natural as the weather in this moody sky today. In our possessive coupling, so much could not be expressed. So now I am returning to myself. These things that you and I suppressed. I see something of myself in everyone. Just at this moment of the world, the snow gathers like bolts of lace. Waltzing on a ballroom girl. You know it never has been easy. Whether you do or you do not resign, whether you travel the breadth of extremities or stick to some straighter line. Now here's a man and a woman sitting on a rock. They're either gonna thaw or freeze. This strains of Benny Goodman coming through the snow and the pine wood trees. I'm porous with travel fever, but you know I'm so glad to be on my own.
somehow the slightest touch of a stranger can set up trembling in my bones. I know no one's gonna show me everything. We all come and go unknown, each so deep and superficial. Between the forceps and the stone,
this is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, Joni Mitchell, the early years through the 70s. Thanks so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeff.